Pavle Gicir. Pavle Gicir.
Hi everyone, this is Johnny Cowsey from the Door Foundation. You're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Keep it locked.
There's lots to listen to on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, and there's even more to listen to at WGXC.org, or go to wavefarm.org/listen for all sorts of live web streams. Monday, December 16th, WGXC is live from Experimental Intermedia in New York City, with its 2019 December performance series with Wael Castro Pinto and Sofia A. Carvalho. Then on Wednesday, December 18th at 6:30 p.m., WGXC is live from the town of Catskill with the Catskill Town Board meeting at 6:30 p.m. Then at 9 p.m. back at Experimental Intermedia in Manhattan with Andrea Parkins performing. Thursday, December 19th, you can tune into another show from Experimental Intermedia in New York City with Annabelle Pla performing. That's at 9 p.m. also. Friday, December 20th, there are three different live web streams. At noon, the Hudson Development Corporation meets, and there'll be a live web stream of that meeting. 7 p.m., live from High Low in Catskill, Brian DeWan's annual Christmas show is on. Tune in at wavefarm.org/listen or go to wgxc.org, click on the Listen button. Also, at 8 o'clock on Friday, December 20th, live from the Avalon Lounge, Brian Cantor's Sleigh Ride, Donnie De Niro, The Wild Weeds, Will Lawrence, and Darian Rectangle perform on a fundraiser for the Catskill Community Center. Then Saturday, December 21st, it's Christmas time. At 4 p.m., tune in to a live webcast and broadcast from the First Presbyterian Church in Hudson of the Shepherd's Play, annual Christmas tradition from Camp Hill, Hudson. 6 p.m., tune in to another Christmas tradition, Unsilent Night from Phil Klein. This year it's at Art O' My in Ghent and on the radio at 90.7 FM and with a live web stream at wgxc.org and wavefarm.org/listen. Finally, Saturday, December 21st, there's another live web stream from the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, this one with Homebody performing. Lillian Hornhorse is also on the bill with Emily Ritz and DJ Neva. Then on Sunday, December 22nd, Wesley Harper plays the entire soundtrack to the Charlie Brown Christmas show live at High Low in Catskill at 11 a.m. and with a live webcast at wgxc.org and wavefarm.org/listen.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Pat Linnan of Hillsdale, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I want you to sit back in your chair, or if you happen to be lying down, stretch out on your sofa or bed. Make yourself comfortably relaxed. Extend your legs uncrossed. Separate your hands and relax them at your sides. Close your eyes and keep them closed. Listen to my voice You will hear my voice at all times. You will be completely unconcerned as to whether or not you hear other voices or other sounds. You are going to feel a very pleasant feeling of relaxation come over you. It's starting at the tips of your toes and slowly creeping up through your feet into your legs. It's a very pleasant feeling of relaxation. A very pleasant feeling of relaxation. It's a very pleasant feeling that leaves your legs pleasantly heavy. It leaves your legs very relaxed. This feeling of relaxation is in the tips of your fingers, creeping up through your hands, into your arms, creeping up through your entire body. You feel this very pleasant feeling of relaxation coming over you. It's in your legs. It's in your arm. It's in your head. It's in your entire body. You feel this pleasant feeling of relaxation all about you. Even your eyes begin to feel this very pleasant feeling of relaxation. This feeling of relaxation is so pleasant. It's very, very pleasant. Your eyes are beginning to feel completely relaxed. Completely relaxed.
England is dead. France is nuts. Russia is old. England's dead. France is nuts. Russia's old. England's dead. France is nuts. Russia's old. Destroy America before it dies. Destroy America. Destroy America. Destroy America. England's dead. France is not. France is all. England's dead. France is not. France is all. Fuck. Thank you.
You're listening to another episode of The Inhuman City on WGXC Acre 90.7 FM. Listener supported radio for open ears. We're on for the next hour. We are currently listening to the Nihilist Spasm Band, something called Destroy the Nations Again.
Thank you. croix de gloire, délivrez les âmes des fidèles défunts des peines de l'enfer, des profondeurs du gouffre. Délivrez-les de la gueule du lion, de peur que le Tartare ne les dévore, qu'elles ne tombent dans les ténèbres. Mais que votre porte-étendard, Saint-Michel, les conduise à la sainte lumière que, jadis, vous avez promise à Abraham et à sa descendance. Nous vous offrons victimes et prières de louange. Vous grillez-les pour les âmes dont nous rappelons aujourd'hui le souvenir. Et faites-les passer, Seigneur, de la mort à la vie que vous avez promise à Abraham et à sa descendance.
Conséquence. Elle n'existe pas sans l'amour.
Alors l'amour, c'est quoi ? Ta voix, tes yeux, tes mains, tes lèvres, nos silences, nos paroles. La lumière qui s'en va, la lumière qui revient. Un seul sourire pour nous deux. Par besoin de savoir, j'ai vu la nuit créer le jour, sans que nous changions d'apparence. Ô bien-aimé de tous et bien-aimé d'un seul, si la nuit s'est approchée dans le de loin en loin, dit la haine. De proche en proche, dit l'amour. Par la caresse, nous sortons de notre enfance. Je vois de mieux en mieux la forme humaine. Comme un dialogue d'amoureux, le cœur n'a qu'une seule bouche. Toutes les choses au hasard, tous les maudits, sans y penser, les sentiments à la dérive, les hommes tournent dans la vie, le regard, la parole, et le fait que je t'aime, tout est en mouvement, il suffit d'avancer pour vivre, d'aller droit devant soi, vers tout ce que l'on aime. J'allais vers toi. J'allais sans fin vers la lumière. Si tu souris, c'est pour mieux m'envahir. Les rayons de tes bras entr'ouvraient le brouillard.
Organization of thought and speech.
So that the thoughts are disconnected, and when a person speaks, there's either a great deal of tangential, circumstantial, rambling kinds of lack of connectedness of one thought to the other.
Like in the daytime, when I'd be outside in the sun, I used to show my friends things that they hadn't seen before, like the halo. See, like halo, when I was 19, when I was a preacher, when I had my trial sermon, I used to see a little light on my shadow on the ground in the daytime. And then now, ever since then, it's like the light coming further down over my body, around my shadow. It's over my body, but around my shadow, and I can see the light, which is your halo, I mean, your aura. And that's why everybody can't see that. But if you got something to do with the drugs, too, we say. And now I don't know what's for real. I know what I see, but I don't know if it's for real or not. And so that's why you say people are different. You see, like that anointing. I see, like, sometimes when I come outside, I can see when I look at the tree, the wind starts blowing. But we know we get oxygen from the plants, and we get them carbon dioxide. And so it's the wind usually blows sometimes, but it don't blow all the time. Like when I'm in the house a long time, it blows real strong.
Thank you. say, I thought the move in the flat was the reason why I was feeling a bit uneasy, but the other day I was walking down the street and I saw somebody who I know, a friend of mine, not a close friend, but we know each other, and he was coming towards me, and he went like this across the street. He was just coming past the bank, and as soon as he did that, I knew instantly that he was like my old army buddy from World War II. We were reincarnated, and he said, when he did that, I knew straight away that was the sign that I'd been waiting for, and it was like, that was it, you know. I knew then that's, you know, everything just sort of clicked into place.
When you said that, you knew, how old are you?
I'm 27.
And it's the year 2009.
Yeah.
Right. You know, how could he be your old army buddy?
Well, we were in the war, in World War II, and we were in the German army, and we were both, like, got killed. Before we died, we said that we would meet up again, because we'd got some gold and some jewellery, and we buried it. And I've got one half of the map, and he's got the other half of the map. We said we'd meet one day, and then I was looking for the sign, and that was it. That, as soon as he did that, I knew that was the sign, that he was letting me know it's me, and, you know, come on, let's go and get our gold.
And when you said, have you been in the army yourself? Have you been in the army?
Never, no, I'm a patent decorator.
Right. Yeah. And when you said that this is not a close friend, somebody you occasionally see, had he indicated to you beforehand, did you?
I hadn't
been said anything about going to Germany?
Or? No, I think maybe we're just... Maybe he was just waiting for the right time to let me know.
Right.
Have
other people ever done this, made the sign to you?
Yeah,
before?
They have, but that wasn't... I just knew as soon as he did it, I could just see instantly, that's it. Yeah. Yes, you are. Like, so now I'm going to have to go and find him, because, I roughly can remember where the gold is. I'm sure he, like, probably knows a bit more, but I better go. Didn't get time to speak to him then.
Right. And so that he just raised his hand in a sort of thumbs up, and at that moment you realised that you've been reincarnated?
Absolutely, yeah.
Lecture de la première épître de Saint Paul aux Corinthiens.
Mes frères, écoutez le mystère que je vous dévoile. Au fond de la dernière trompette, car la trompette sonnera, les morts apparaîtront vivants dans un état incorruptible, et alors nous ferons changer. Car il faut que ce corps périssable soit revêtu d'incorruptibilité, que ce corps mortel soit revêtu d'immortalité. Ce corps mortel revêtit l'immortalité, cette parole de l'Écriture se fera accomplie. La mort a été ensevelie dans la victoire. Ô mort, où est maintenant ta victoire? Ô mort, où est ton aiguillon? Ô or aiguillon de la mort, c'est le péché et la puissance du péché. C'est la loi. Rendons grâce à Dieu, car il nous a donné la victoire par Jésus-Christ, notre Seigneur.
Thank you.
Does that still happen?
Mm-hmm. That sort.
It happens a lot. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me about that and what you notice.
There are people talking about the people I've been telling you about.
Right. And what sort of things do they say?
They say that I don't keep my house clean.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I haven't got any friends.
Right.
That they don't like me.
Mm-hmm. But they're quite unpleasant things that are being mm-hmm. said to you. Mm-hmm. Are they said to you or are they said about you?
More about me.
So from that, do I understand that the voices talk to one another?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are they male or female?
Male. Men.
And where do the voices appear to come from?
Different places, but around me.
So
usually where I can't see.
Somewhere outside in the room mm-hmm. where you're not able to see anybody. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do they stop you from doing anything?
If they tell me not to go out, I don't go out.
Okay. Do they ever tell you to do anything else that you wouldn't normally do or that you feel you shouldn't do?
No. No, they don't tell me much, no.
Okay. Do you hear any other types of voices in addition to these male voices that talk to you and about you? Are there any other voices that you hear at any time?
Mm-hmm.
What are they, or what's that one like?
That's different. That's quite a nice person.
Okay. And does it, apart from saying nicer things, is it any different in its character to the other voices that you've heard?
It's a lady.
Right. So very distinct from the other voices.
Mm-hmm.
And whereabouts does that voice seem to come from? Is that from outside, around you in the room?
It's bad.
Right. And every time you hear that voice, does it seem to be coming from within your own?
Yeah.
You said that it says nicer things. Could you give me an example?
It tells me that I'm all right.
Mm-hmm.
And that I shouldn't always listen to what the others are saying.
Right. Do you find that comforting or reassuring?
About what's been going on?
Well, you're going to think it sounds stupid, but my housemates are working for MI5.
Right.
And they're doing stuff to my brain.
Okay.
And they're out to get me.
Okay, that must be very difficult for you. Yeah. How long has this been going on for, Andy?
About 2 months.
Right. And how did you first work out that this is what was happening?
I came home one time and they'd moved the TV to the other side of the room, and I knew then.
And what was it that you knew at that moment?
That that they were for MI5.
Right, okay. So it's been going on a couple of months?
Yeah, this new lecturer started at uni, and he works for MI5.
Right.
And he basically drafted my housemates in, turned them against me.
Okay. Now, I've noticed a couple of times while we've been talking that you've sort of looked round you into the room as if you're checking for something. Could I ask you what's happening at those times?
Oh, I can hear him talking about
it. Right. Who is it you can hear?
My housemate.
Right. So that you recognise it as their voices?
Yeah, I can hear them all the time.
Right. How many voices can you hear, Andy?
Three. There's three of them.
OK. And do they sound real, like my voice sounds talking to you now?
Yeah, it's odd. It's like I can hear them when they're not here.
Right.
And
so what they're not in, when they're not in the house with you?
Yeah, it's like they're in the other room or something.
Okay. And can you hear what they're actually saying?
Yeah, they're talking about me.
Right. Okay.
They're always talking about me.
They're
always commenting on everything that I'm doing.
Right. Can you give me an example of what they would say?
Well, like if I'm packing my bags to go to uni or something, mm-hmm. they'll comment on that one. Right. I've left the house now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else? Do they ever talk to each other, perhaps, about you?
Yeah, that's what they do. I mean, and now they know, they've sort of twigged that I know about them.
Right.
And they're saying, like, I'm making trouble.
Okay.
And that they're going to sort me out.
Okay. What about actually talking directly to you in the way that I'm talking to you now? Does that ever happen? You've been hearing the voices of your housemates. Have there been any other changes? Have there been any changes perhaps to the way you're thinking? Sometimes people tell us that they're thinking changes in some way. So, for example, they might feel that they're getting thoughts put into their head that aren't their own. Have you had any experiences like that?
Yeah. I do think things that aren't me. Like they're putting stuff in my brain that's not... It's not me, I'm not thinking.
So different thoughts.
Yeah, it's stupid stuff as well. It's like, suddenly you start to realise some woman in Coronation Street. I don't know.
Right, it's not your kind of thing normally. Right.
They're not my thoughts.
Right, okay. And do you have any idea how that's happening? Who's responsible?
It's MI5, it's this chip they've put in my head.
Right, okay.
And I can feel it all the time.
Okay. So you're getting thoughts put into your brain, which aren't your own. What about a different sort of experience? What about the experience that somehow other people are able to know what you're thinking, even though you haven't actually told them?
No.
Nothing like that?
They're just putting stuff in there.
Just putting stuff. And can I just check, Andy, as well, that you're not getting the experience when your thoughts just stop altogether, like you have no thoughts left?
No. If anything, there's too much in there. I wish I could unplug it.
Okay.
Get this thing in my head.
You mentioned this chip or this device in your brain. Do you want to tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, it's a tracking device,
right.
So they know where I am at all times, and that I can feel it moving around, like rotating around.
So you can feel the physical sensation in your
brain.
Okay, that must be very difficult.
I don't know why they're doing this to me. I've done nothing wrong.
Okay. Can I just check, are there any problems, Andy, with the rest of your body? Any changes in sensation or any bits that feel different in any way?
I feel fine. Okay. Just want to stay in my head.
Thank you.
some food, but they've been doing stuff to my food now.
Right. Okay. Well, what do you think's happening to your food?
They're poisoning it.
Oh, okay. Are you actually eating much at the moment? Okay. And with all this happening, it sounds like you don't feel very safe. Have I got that right? Okay. Have you felt the need to take steps to protect yourself?
I've got a knife.
Okay.
And got a baseball bat.
Right.
It's just in case they get me.
Okay.
Alphaville ne mourait pas tous, mais tous étaient frappés. Ceux qui n'étaient pas morts ni asphyxiés par l'absence de lumière circulaient à une vitesse folle comme des fourmis. Il était 23h15, heure océanique, quand Natacha et moi sortîmes d'Alphaville par les boulevards périphériques, roulant toute la nuit dans l'espace intersidéral, nous serons demain dans notre pays.
Ne vous retournez pas.
Vous croyez qu'ils sont tous morts?
Non, pas encore. Ils vont peut-être guérir, d'ailleurs. Qu'Alphaville deviendra une cité heureuse comme Florence, comme Angoulême City, comme Tokyorama. Ne vous retournez pas.
J'ai dormi longtemps?
Non. L'espace d'un instant.
Mais où on est? Dans les pays extérieurs?
Non, pas encore.
Vous me regardez d'une drôle de façon.
Oui.
J'ai le pressentiment que vous attendez que je vous dise quelque chose.
Oui.
Je ne sais pas quoi dire. C'est des mots que je ne connais pas. Ne les a pas appris. Aidez-moi.
Impossible, princesse. Il faut y arriver toute seule. Alors vous serez sauvée. Si vous n'y arrivez pas, vous êtes perdue comme les morts d'Alphaville.
Je vous aime.
You've been listening to The Inhuman City on WGXC, ACRA 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. We've heard a number of things. Let's see, something from the Nihilist Spasm Band, Michelle Sheehan, Requiem, some excerpts from the University of Nottingham, psychiatric training interviews, and some other things here on the Inhuman City. Stay tuned for the next program coming up on WGXC. Music from recent centuries coming up in just a few moments.